What is good, everybody?
Happy New Year.
Is your new January voice?
It is 2025. This is my new voice. I've completely rebranded.
Wow, it got deeper.
Your New Year's resolution is to be
more manly.
Just lower the register a little bit.
Matt started testosterone.
Yeah,
he's on
taking tea. But thank you for tuning in. The first episode of the new year. Let's give it up for 2025.
Oh, I guess.
Even though we're recording this, if we're going to be honest, this is.
Well, yeah, but they don't have to know.
They don't have to know.
But they do know.
We're actually in 2026. We built a time machine and we're recording in the future. Guys,
it's buckle from our old studio.
So forgive us if like there's something that we're not touching on or covering that has happened that is just the talk of the town. But you know what? Yeah. This is a way to get your mind off of whatever that thing is. And this is just us chatting, catching up as friends. And,
yeah, hopefully nothing like terrible, terrible has happened.
Yeah, I do hope you guys did have a happy insurrection day, though.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Hey-o.
Oh, is that? Oh, this will be out.
Yeah. The day after.
Yeah, right after our insurrection.
The worst day in American history.
We're actually pre-filming because we're.
We're going to go to the Capitol.
We got our tickets to D.C. One way.
It'd be more of a celebration than an insurrection, right?
Huh?
The left is going to be taking it over.
Well, I don't know what your politics are, Matt. Yeah. But.
Secret Republican, according to the comments.
He's like, no, it's a day of celebration.
Wait a minute.
Wait, there was something I wanted to touch on the last episode when we were talking about, 2024. Can we compare steps?
Oh, sure.
Steps?
Who took, what everyone's, yearly average was on
Carly
how many
probably
steps?
Probably is the most.
I go on, 3-4 mile walks.
I don't wear a watch, so I don't.
Wait, but your phone keeps track of your steps.
If you're, I'm walking around my house, though, and my phone's on my table.
Yeah, I know, but just getting out and about.
How do I find it?
You go to the health app, and then we go to the yearly average of steps.
Welcome to health.
Oh, you haven't even set it up. Maybe it has been tracking it.
I want to go on.
I also
Aura
have
Ring.
A new phone,
but I don't know. It still will continue.
Well, hold on. I want to just hit the year and then daily average.
Yes.
Oh my God! It says I was 112 pounds. That's not accurate.
3571
is the yearly average.
3,571 steps a day. That's not enough.
That is
Where
not enough.
Where do I go?
And then we go down to steps here, and then we're gonna go yearly average right there.
Oh, average steps 5,063.
Well, you got me beat by 200 steps.
Wait, my daily average, it says 3,899.
Yeah.
It says how many?
3,899.
3,800, 3,500.
Oh, wait, Matt, this is December 6th through 12th.
No, let's go to the year.
Click
right
the
there.
Year.
25.
Ooh, Aaron. I'm kidding.
And what's yours, Matt?
I just don't
Matt?
Really have my phone on me.
5,600.
Oh.
I feel like you did this because you wanted
yeah.
to.
No, I didn't. I would have brought this up because I thought, they say 10,000 steps a day. And was like,
not
damn,
the average.
I'm only doing half the amount of steps. I actually, sorry, I wanted to feel better.
No,
you guys were maybe close to me.
I mean, I do go to the gym twice a day, as we all know. So
mine isn't higher because I am doing these crazy long walks. But
yeah,
I was not doing that to be
Do you bring?
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
okay.
Kidding.
Do you bring your phone on your walks?
Yeah.
Is your Aura Ring synced to your health app?
What's
I don't
yours?
Think so.
Damn.
Our producer's is 86.15. Average?
Yeah. For the year?
Damn.
Way to go.
Do you go on walks or runs every day?
No, I don't ever go.
Do you throw your phone
in
the laundry?
Do you live in a mansion?
I walk around a lot. I'm forgetful.
He said he's forgetful and he walks around a lot, but
I'm also
forgetful. I don't know.
I have a higher daily average from doing when I'm taking broad trips or for a whole week. You're walking 15,000-20,000 steps a day, and then
you're going to a lot of airports, a lot of weddings. That'll up your.
That's true. A lot of airports.
I go to a lot of festivals.
Yeah, I will say after Emo Night Day, my steps were around 20,000 steps after that day. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. But I also went on a walk too.
I have a friend who does. He makes sure he gets 10,000 steps every single day, no matter what.
It's actually hard if you're not going on a walk.
Yeah, Joe Volpis is really good about that. If you do a 30-minute walk, though, that is around 3,500 steps.
Yeah, but I'll go on I'll be walking for an hour and 15 minutes and look at my steps and it's 6,000. I'm come on.
You've
got
to be stomping a little bit
good
harder.
God. Yeah.
It's because you drag your feet.
Yeah, it's because I drag my feet, I guess. No, it's from my Aura Ring, so I feel it really catch. I don't know.
Maybe yeah. When I was in Greece, he really got me to because I don't really, I'm let's.
You work at your desk.
No, I know, but he works in, I just texted him. I said, send me your daily average steps per day. And he just said, you ain't ready.
Who?
My friend, Kevin, who, like, when, when we were in Greece, we were, one of the places we stayed was legit the top of a fucking mountain.
My God.
And it was, the vertical incline was like this.
I would have ridden a donkey.
driving up, I was exhausted. I was like, this is a schlep to just get up this hill. And he would wake up every morning and be like, I'm going to hike down to the beach. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, no. And he's just like, well, I have to get my 10,000 steps in. And he's like diabolical about
What's
it.
What's everyone
to get...
at for today so far?
Oh, God. Mine's like 900. Like
damn. 400 and... Matt, you're going to feel bad.
Oh.
18,900 steps per day average.
Holy.
Oh, that's your friend.
My friend Kevin.
Holy shit.
I mean,
shit.
He plays tennis. He plays soccer. Wow. He works out.
Every day.
I guess. That is... He said, big drop off in December. I had a sprained ankle.
Today I've done 1,400 steps.
I've done 930.
Mine says 417.
You probably just don't have your phone on you when you're like walking. Because you're up early, so you're probably up more than me.
I went to go gig. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, no, now in my head, though, like my parking
How
space
many do you have?
For today.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's see.
Mine's 930. It's yours the most. Has to be
893.
Yeah. See, I just feel like I don't ever have my phone in my hands.
That's why you need.
I don't need because I don't care about this.
I know. Maybe you should just wear mine a couple nights. I'm just curious
see
about
what
your
happens.
Sleep. I just want to know what your sleep score is.
Okay.
Like average.
It gives you a sleep score?
Like it knows what cycles you've gone through in like the REM phase.
So does you wear your watch to bed?
I don't.
No, but TJ has it. He wears his because his tell him that.
Maybe like, that's I should.
Mine. Only if you're interested.
I feel like I'm pretty... satisfied with my sleep.
Yeah.
If I have a good, proper dream,
you know, you're like,
I know I got into, like, I mean, I met Allison Janie in my sleep last night. So,
you know what's crazy? I realized last week, I was like, I never have nightmares. Like, I just never do. I've never, like, had nightmares. But I did have a nightmare last week, but I just wasn't scared in it. And I'm wondering if I get those. But for some reason, I'm not scared, so I don't feel like nightmares.
My nightmares,
I don't know
like
why
just
I'm not scared in
situational
them.
Inconveniences on repeat.
Like, scary shit. I can't remember. Like something about me getting kidnapped or something. And I was like, in my brain, I was just like, okay.
You're like, oh, fun.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm obviously dreaming. I feel like I like know I'm dreaming or something.
I'm waiting for the day where I wake up and I just feel great. Every morning I wake up and I'm just like, I need another 8 hours immediately when I wake up. It is so frustrating.
I wonder what it. You're taking your magnesium.
Taking magnesium.
I feel like that doesn't do anything.
Melatonin.
Are you sleeping in like really, really cold temps?
Like decently cold. I have a humidifier going.
How many milligrams of melatonin do you take? Because less is more.
I usually don't take it. It's only like if it's like
But does
one
melatonin make you feel more rested?
No, it just helps you fall asleep faster. Yeah. But it's like
it's a hormone.
If I'm up at like 1 a.m. and I'm like, we have to record tomorrow and I need to just get to sleep, I'll take melatonin just to knock me out. But I don't take it every day.
I take that like sleep aid tablet that's on Amazon. That's almost like an antihistamine that makes you drowsy.
What
it's like almost like,
oh,
like a Benadryl half on days right before where I know I need to get to sleep because I got to get up early for good influences. I take half of that and it gets me right there and it doesn't make me
this
too
is so
drowsy.
Funny.
When you wake up, are you like, ah? Oh,
no,
feel
I
feel so
hate.
Good. I'm ready to get out of bed
and
take on the day.
No, and it doesn't matter what time it is. Like, it could be literally 11. It could be 7 a.m.
Do you feel rested?
No.
That's what I'm
never.
Saying.
Oh, I feel rested.
Me never.
Too. Like, do you take magnesium glycinate before you go to bed?
I take, like, a doctor-formulated fucking sleep whatever. It's.
I also smoke weed, though, so it's probably why for me.
Yeah.
So I like, get why I don't sleep well.
Yeah, it's just. But then you just gotta do it.
But if I wake up really, really cold, I don't want to get out of bed. Like, that's a big
but you feel
frustration thing. Yes.
Man.
Yes. And do you take caffeine? Like, do you take coffee as soon as, like, you wake up?
Never.
You wait an hour?
I wait till my body is just like, all right.
So if you don't set an alarm and you just, like, wake up when you want to, do you still not feel rested?
Yeah. No matter what, I'm always like, I just want to go back to sleep.
Yeah,
no matter what.
That's how I am, too.
It could be 11 a.m. on a Saturday, and I'm like, ooh, I could use another 30 minutes. No matter what.
The gym is what motivates me. Like, my body is so, like, let's do what we just did. If there have been days where I haven't worked out and I wake up, of course I want to stay in bed. I don't want to go to the gym. But if I did it yesterday, my body's like, let's do that same thing again today because you're going to feel worse if you don't do it. So my body, like, craves getting that done for the day.
I think I just have no respect for the morning or, like, the daytime. Like, I just don't care.
I mean, yeah. I wish I could wake up at 7 a.m. and be like, wow, I'm so excited to get out and start my day. Let me FaceTime a friend. Like, I am just don't – like, I feel like you're a morning person.
Oh, I like the morning.
Oh, yeah, she is.
But I don't wake up like that. I'm like, ooh, like, what did I miss while I was sleeping? And, like, I chill for a little, and then I'm like, okay, depending on what I have to do that day. But, like, I like getting up and, like, getting my coffee and logging on and seeing...
Signing online.
I
wish I had a home that just was, like, incredible light in the morning. Like, really, like, feel the vibe of the morning. Mine's still, like, my... apartment we live in, it's just kind of dark in the morning. Even if you open up the windows, it's like, I want to see the rays of light.
Get a hatch
coming
light
in.
I'm kidding.
I want to feel the vibe of the morning, and I'm always trying to, like, chase it. And
that is, I think, the favorite part of day for my home light. It's the sunniest in the morning.
Nice.
And I always, it's the first thing I do. I go over to the windows and I open them up.
I step outside in the morning. Oh, I still try to. I mean, even in the new place, I don't have direct sunlight, but it is nice to look up and see the sky. I think that helps.
A sun.
Mm-hmm. You get to get outside. But I'm still just like, every day, I'm just like, God.
Well,
damn.
Maybe since it's a new year, maybe you'll implement some new.
I've been trying. I did a sleep study. They found nothing wrong. I don't have sleep apnea. I don't have, like, disturbances. I don't snore. I tried mouth taping.
You might just, like, literally not be a morning person. Like, some people just aren't.
Yeah. I'm a nocturnal.
Do you guys wear mouth guards to bed or anything?
A mouth guard?
No, but like, I have been interested in mouth tape just to see if I sleep better. Because people say they sleep so much better with the tape.
TJ used it, but it, like, makes him break out.
Yeah, and then in the morning, it
sucks.
It's like
a sip of water in the middle of the night.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
It hurts to rip it off in the morning.
Yeah. Well, but some people just take, like, regular just tape and just put, like, a little thing right here.
So you still can kind of breathe out the sides.
Well, they make, like, actual mouth tape is, if you take a breath, you could breathe through it.
I mean, it's crazy because I have seen so many TikToks of girls being like, I didn't realize this would, like, snatch my jaw. And I'm like, is this real?
It does. No, it does. It does. There's
Yes, but I think it's still, there's a lot of just, like, sail baiting where it's someone who just has great genetics and they just want to get some commission off of sales. So they're just like, I got this jawline snatch. Look at the before and after when they legit just, like, brought their jaw in. I think jaw stuff, I think, is completely genetic. You know, people who get, like, jaw exercisers and stuff, or, like, chewing on things, it's going to give you TMJ.
Well, I think you can tone, like, if you have, I feel like you can, or, like, even gua sha, and sometimes that helps.
Yeah,
I believe
actually, in that. Facial massages really do work. Patricia did this big one recently.
A big one?
I could not believe.
What, like, she looked different?
She went to this place where they gave you this aggressive...
Lymphatic drain?
Face gym?
Yes, face gym. And it actually... did work on her face.
Like, what did it do, though? I guess
made her jawline so defined.
Damn.
I want to go to that.
How long did it last?
I feel like it lasted, like, a couple of days, but, like, I think
probably
it's
like your lymphatic drainage.
Yeah,
you're about to go home for the holidays and you just want to look a little, like, more
snatched
or something.
I wish I, like, was more accepting of things like that, because in my mind I'm like, okay, if I do this, it's only gonna last a couple days,
right?
Like, that's what I always think of. Or, like, when I get a, like, my friend is in esthetician school, she gives me facials and my face looks amazing when she does it, but I'm like, oh, in 2 days it's gonna be like back to Raggedy Ann.
Is it though, or do you just get used to the new face?
No, it's like temporary, like, all that stuff's temporary, even like filler and Botox is temporary.
Yeah, I would love to get a lymphatic drain, though. That sounds.
Say Botox.
No,
let's go.
Neurotoxins in my face? No, thank you.
Oh, it's fine. Boring.
We'll see.
I'll do it.
Anyways. I almost want, like, filler, but not really.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to. I just I feel like this has been so much more prominent, and I know if you get, like, the tiniest amount of filler up here, it, like, pulls it a little bit, so it's not as.
Yeah.
I just think too many bad things are coming out about filler.
I agree.
Really,
but I also, like, I think that's, like, people who, like, pump their face. Like, I would never want my face to look puffy or, like, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm going to do it because, like, I'm scared of filler, but that's the only thing I would get.
You look so little.
Huh?
Like, you're so young looking. Don't do that.
Yeah, Carly, you're a young, pretty girl. Don't.
No, I look haggard and 49.
No, you don't. No, you delete TikTok off your phone. I'm banning it from your phone.
Don't worry. It's getting banned in a couple weeks.
What is the earliest time of the day that you have had an alcoholic beverage?
Oh, that's a good question.
The earliest time I've had a beverage?
7 a.m.
Okay, well, let's say, like, not traveling.
An alcoholic beverage.
Ever?
Yeah.
In my life?
Yeah.
6, 7 a.m. Maybe
what?
5.
Like college.
College game day.
5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Still awake.
No,
still drinking.
Not 5.
Maybe not 5.
Yeah, like,
I mean, wake
airport?
Up. I mean, wake up the next day and start drinking. Not drinking over from the night before.
Okay, yeah, 7
a.m. I'm pretty sure I've seen the sunrise cracking open a beer.
Like, not from like being awake the night before. Day. Like, yeah. You go
sometimes
to sleep.
College game days can be, like, really early in the morning.
Yeah, they start at, like, 10 a.m. And then you wake up, start drinking, get ready, go to the tailgate.
For me, like, a couple weeks ago, at least 9:30 a.m. when, like, UT was playing, I went to a bar.
5:30 p.m. for me. I'm kidding. No, no.
I have feel like no also I've had idea. A drink at an airport. If I like stayed, had to stay the night at an airport and I just want to start drinking.
I'm at that age where like if I get one drink, I'm going to be so fucking tired in an hour. It's like frustrating.
Like at an airport?
Yes. Like yeah, I always want to do that. But then I'm like, it's going to like ruin like.
Yes.
When it's... I get there, I'm going to be like, whoa. I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh. What's early?
Why are you wondering?
When somebody cracks a beer though, and it's like 8 a.m. and you're like, I can't do it, but somebody else has to do it. And you're like, we're doing this. Yeah. Like, this is happening today.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing beers. I love that feeling.
Us on the
high
pod.
I get when someone when just you start cracks a little a beer, day like, drinking. Ooh, we're starting.
I mean, I did it once in college at I think it was 9:30 was like the earliest I could do it, and everyone else was already more. It's just like. The energy some people have in the morning to – it was for a football game.
Yeah, that's also different. Like, we're young and something fun's happening.
Yeah. I mean,
and some people are like hair of the dog, you know, if they went out the night before. It's like, I need a drink. No.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. I have been a user of Rocket Money for over 2 years now. It's one of my favorite apps. It helps me keep track of my finances, some of the features that I love. It shows me this month's spending versus last month's spending. I can get a snapshot to see how much my credit cards are and what I'm spending it on. It also shows me subscriptions. There's just so many great features that I love about Rocket Money. So what is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For the ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. The dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can get alerts if a bill increases in price, if there's unusual spending activity, or if you're going over budget. And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save, and then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with the customer service directly, so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good, rocketmoney.com/good. Now, back to the episode.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't.
Setting an alarm to wake up and drink is just a level of commitment I don't know if I have in me anymore.
Yeah, you're not brat.
No, I'm definitely not brat anymore.
What do you mean you're not doing coke at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
You're not brat at
all. Well, no, that's a different story.
Not brat. You guys, 2025 marks the end of the first quarter of the 21st century.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
That's crazy.
First quarter done.
Wait, so the beginning of 25 ends the first quarter.
Yes.
Of the 21st century.
Yes.
Because 2000 was a year from 2001.
Who is Xenon? Girl of the 21st century?
Yeah.
She is.
That's how I always know we're in the 21st century is because of Xenon. Because sometimes I like my brain just gets bad when I'm like, wait, are we in the 22nd?
The year 2000.
I never know.
Was the first year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we did live in the 20th century. It's kind of cool. We were witnesses of two different centuries. Yeah. A lot of people don't get to have that.
The millennium.
Actually, a lot of people do. You're like born like now.
On the cusp. Yeah.
Although the
mostly 80s and 90s.
There are people that are going to live to see 2100. That are alive right now.
I think we're going to live to see it.
2100?
Why do you think that?
Because I think just there's medical advancements and technology. They're going to figure out something for us just to be alive for a little 10 more years at least. 20 more years.
I don't know.
It's like.
Like we are going to see like, I mean, hopefully like 2068. Like we'll be around for that.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
This is a little religious.
Yeah, why didn't you say that one?
I don't want to like get a little, you know, venture into this. But okay, do you remember that episode of Black Mirror, the San Junipero episode, where it's like set in the future and like as a way of dying to like guarantee an afterlife, you download your consciousness and you can go live in this like fantasy world and basically live forever.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, it's the one of the best ones.
Is it like one of the newer ones?
Not even pessimistic. It's actually like beautiful.
Oh, I don't think I saw a good one.
But if you knew that like you could like truly live forever, if the afterlife kind of was guaranteed, would you want to download your consciousness and go?
I think like if everyone was there.
Can I make some upgrades? Some updates?
What are the updates you want to make?
Just not be as tired. Maybe put a little bit of a better mood at a baseline. Yeah. Just kind of be a little more.
Well, yeah, the fear, you don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about rent. You can live in, like, the most amazing house that you've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Everybody has their fantasy, and you get to be with, like, loved ones for forever.
Yeah.
But you don't also have to be with, like, all of your aunts and, like, uncles of your entire life. You know how people say, like, oh, I can't wait to the afterlife. I get to be with all my dead relatives.
Heaven.
I'm like, do you really? Like, want to hang out with them the whole time? like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that episode I always think about.
I had never seen that one.
But then it's like so difficult if like your spouse was like, no, I don't want to go do that. I'd rather like just trust whatever on the other side. But you're like, but this one's guaranteed. We can't actually do it. It's a huge question of like morality and religion in the afterlife. But that one always
so
like shakes me up where it's like, do you have faith in it or do you just want it to be real?
I know. Well, I'd be like, okay, my conscience is in this place. How long is this going to last? And then like what's going to happen if something goes wrong?
And do you have the freedom in the, you know, faux afterlife, even if you did get to a point where you're like, actually, I'm just done existing.
Well, imagine they're like, no.
You can't, yeah, like you're just a vampire in this whole world.
I don't know if we're going to have to worry about that.
I don't know.
If it was an option, though, would you do it?
No.
I don't know.
I want to see what else is out there. We got to know. Every single human being that's ever lived has died. What am I not going to do that? We got to see what's out there, baby.
I got to know what they're doing. Don't know what they're.
It also says 2025 is a jubilee year.
Oh,
what
for
does that
the
mean?
Queen?
Like the YouTube channel?
I Googled it and it says a jubilee year is a year of forgiveness, reconciliation, and renewal that has origins in both Jewish and Christian traditions.
A jubilee year. There is something in Judaism like every 7 years is a something with the
I'll tell you exactly what the Jewish one is. The Bible's book of Leviticus describes a jubilee year as a time to free slaves, forgive debts, and proclaim liberty to all people. The word jubilee comes from the Hebrew word jobel, which means ram's horn. The ram's horn was used to signal the beginning of the jubilee year.
So I can end my contract with you this year.
Interesting. So every 25 years?
Yeah. I think
so you don't have
it's a little
anymore?
Odd that the Jewish one lines up with the Jesus one,
Christian.
Though. Yeah.
With the Jesus one?
Well, I mean, 2025 is just because it's when Jesus was born.
It says the 2025 Jubilee year will begin on December 24th, 2024, and end on January 6th, 2026.
Wow.
Whoa.
The theme for the 2025 Jubilee is Pilgrims of Hope. Okay, so it is Christian.
The Jubilee sounds like a British monarch thing,
too. Yeah, I thought it was
too.
The Queen thing.
Yeah,
but there's the Queen's Jubilee where it's like, I would say like it's like her 50th anniversary of like being queen or something. It's like a whole, it happened like right before she
died.
She died was like at the Queen's Jubilee and stuff. Yeah, it's like these, it's a coronation. I don't know.
It's also 2025. A YouTube channel.
Jubilee.
The debate.
Cherry's Jubilee. Have you ever had a Cherry's Jubilee?
No.
No.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's like in a dessert of some sort, like a Bananas Foster, but a Cherry's Jubilee.
This is actually crazy.
Do people in Gen Z really say the 1900s or is that a meme?
Wait, what?
Like, do they say, oh, you were born in the 1900s?
Who? Say it again?
I've seen like TikToks and videos of people saying like, my son just asked me if I was born in the 1900s. As in, like, before the year 2000, because so many kids now who
probably.
Are, like, 18 to 25 were born after 2000, so they call the 90s.
Mean,
they don't call it the 90s or the 80s. They just call it
the
1900s.
I mean, it is the 1900s at this point.
But
that's weird.
Yeah. It would be a good question to ask, like, a much older person.
Yeah.
When they were younger, did they ask people born in the 1800s, were you born 1800s or were you born 1870, 1880?
Or like, the 90s or the 80s? Or the thing where it's like, how do you pick up a phone? And we go like this, and then
they
go like this, or like this.
Yeah.
I feel like those are all fake.
They're all fake?
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess we could just ask some.
Okay. I think that kid is not that mature, like culturally curious to like acknowledge that there were decades of time.
I mean, there's like just 22-year-olds that were born after the year 2000. Yeah. So they learn about...
No, they should be five. Like, what do you
I know.
Mean?
But like, what, crazy. You're going to dismiss the past two decades? In...
Well, they just don't refer to it as the 80s or the 90s or the 70s. It's just the 1900s.
Mm.
That's like the so... 2000s. I don't know. You have more January stuff?
Yeah.
I thought you said there was something crazy. You're like, this is crazy. Or maybe you already said it.
He walked off.
Our first walk off.
For all you soccer heads out there, the FIFA World Cup is taking place in the U.S. this year.
Oh. Whoa, I forgot about that.
Where at?
I don't know.
Because it always happens every 4 years, right?
The FIFA World
Cup. She's giving the Olympics.
Right. So we can all go to Europe.
It's here in L.A.? Oh.
It is?
It's in L.A.?
Oh, like they're going to be like hopping around and all of
kicking
that?
Kicking a ball up and down the West Coast.
Okay, FIFA World Cup. I wonder if we can get tickets
to the game. Ex-boyfriend was like 19.
Why does it say the 2026 FIFA World Cup?
Well...
It said 2025.
Maybe
it's
like
this year.
It starts in 2025 and goes into like December, maybe. And then it goes into.
Okay, it says that it's going to be in Atlanta Stadium, Boston Stadium, Dallas Stadium, Estadio Monterrey, Houston Stadium, Kansas City, and Los Angeles. Oh. The opening match will be played on June 11th in Mexico City, and the final will be held on July 19th at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
Let's go. This is going to be the first time that...
What? Okay, but it's saying on here 2026, so I don't know what the fuck it was talking about earlier.
Where'd you get that from, ChatGPT?
Was there like a COVID delay? Maybe was there like a COVID delay? And like
I have no idea.
Someone thought something it should have happened this year, but it's happening the next year.
It's actually happening in 2026. So
do we think we're going to get another pandemic this year?
Cut it out.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Pandemic?
I don't think so.
No. A plandemic.
I don't
okay,
think so.
Sorry. FIFA World Cup is not happening.
I fucking hope not.
Okay, this is fun. Rockstar Games to release Grand Theft Auto 6.
Finally! Oh,
they've been talking about this
late
forever.
2025.
Yeah, they say.
Yeah.
I'm actually pumped for it.
Yeah.
I think we manifest.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
about time. They definitely have been working on it.
Yeah.
And I just think like
it's such a fun game too.
It really
Grand Theft
is.
Auto, yeah, it's insane.
It's so fun.
Where is your boy tonight? That's the only one
Grand
I
Theft
know.
Grand Theft Autumn.
Yeah.
What is that? A Taylor Swift song?
It's a
Fall Out Boy
song. Grand Theft Autumn.
It's like the best one.
That I'm kind of sick of seeing that comment on the internet though. Oh, we're getting blah 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 before GTA 6.
Oh yeah.
It's just like
it's also cool because funny. GTA is so like LA coded. We're like. If there's like a TikTok of a fame like somewhere in LA, people are like, this looks like GTA.
Oh, really yes. Funny. It was a shock to learn that it was based on a real, like when you're growing up in New Jersey playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas or whatever, I'm just like, this is sick.
And okay.
The helicopter.
That's like how I found out Tony Hawk was a real person.
Because of the video game?
I'm kidding.
That's how I found out James Bond was a real person.
Apparently, I think in 2025, James Bond goes into the public domain. Which means that you can make
IPO.
Like you can make like unofficial James Bond movies, TV shows, and
oh great, can't
merch
wait for the Tubi. Tubi.
Yeah. Wait, you're saying all of Ian Fleming's works will be public domain, or is it just maybe the first year of him writing his stuff?
I think like the character becomes public domain because the first book.
Oh wow!
Hallmark makes
it's
a Christmas
grandfather now.
Hallmark James
Bond.
Very
James
Bond.
Oh sorry,
Christmas.
In 2030.
Ooh.
We're really missing the mark.
Wow. We're all over the
ball.
Guys, in
2025, a year of misinformation.
Wait, well, speaking of GTA and like being in LA, we watched, Noel and I like watched The Dark Knight recently just because like we both haven't seen it in a while. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Gotham is supposed to be like New York City. And he was like, I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be Chicago. So I looked it up and it's supposed to be New Jersey.
It's
Gotham
Universal
is in New Jersey?
It's Warner
Brothers backlot.
Yeah.
I was in the Gotham streets just a mere weeks ago.
I mean, it's
I know,
a combination
it's so
of all the cities where they shoot it. Like when
but in the comic
Bane,
book,
when Bane, the whole football scene, that's Steelers Stadium. They shoot it in different cities
a lot
of the time. Gotham itself is a fictional town, but Gotham.
But it's set in New Jersey, which is funny because like when during the movie, it's like it's definitely New York City looking.
Yes,
like,
right.
It's
supposed it's
New
to
York.
Be. I think it's New York.
I think they like CGI the cityscape, so it's like ambiguous.
Probably.
But Gotham, the word Gotham, because they try to figure out where did it originate from, and you would call like any type of like dark city a Gotham, but it also originates to a goat farm. Like a goat farm was like a really like grimy place in like the middle of a city, and people would say like, "Oh, this is turning into a Gotham."
Oh, I thought it was like gothic architecture, like Batman and gargoyles and gothic.
No, it's goat farm.
I like that idea better.
Gotham is it was always confusing for me too, because like in New York they have a thing called Gothamist, which is like a newspaper, a magazine, and yeah, like Gotham is like a. I think it's a part of New York. There's like a town in New York called Gotham, which is just like...
See, it's so confusing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Let me look this up.
Girl, so confusing.
Girl, so confusing.
Oh, no, it's a fictional town.
In New Jersey.
But is the goat farm thing real?
Let's see. Fictional city.
Fictional goat farm.
I thought it was like a coin fictional phrase.
Gotham is first used as a nickname for New York by... The writer Washington Irving in The Legend of Sleepy Hollow in 1807.
Oh.
Bill Finger used it as the name of Batman City after seeing a New York Yellow Pages listing for Gotham Jewelers. Yes, when you're in New York, you'll see signs like for things that reference Gotham as... So I don't know which came first, Batman or New York being Gotham, but...
The chicken or the egg.
Is that like the Penguin? Have you guys seen that? Apparently that's such like
I
a...
Know we're
yeah,
but
Batman isn't in it. I'm not watching it. Don't
apparently
show
it's
me...
Apparently so good though.
I guess so.
He's
but
not in
I
it
like,
at all?
I like Danny DeVito Penguin. I want him to be like a malformed, like half penguin, half man mutant.
Supposedly it's like unbelievably good television.
I mean, any well, Mac show's pretty good.
Any Max show.
Yeah.
You really like calling new brands by their new names.
Because it doesn't say it on the logo at all anymore.
But it's HBO.
Because you know what? If you type HBO Max is like an app, is like a dead app. And if you type in HBO Max, it like, it doesn't pull it up. So if you're like trying to search it
That's
for anything.
That's honestly shitty of them.
I know.
Like they should give us a grace period.
Very, very dumb rebrand for HBO to get rid of.
Right.
Like, because I think Max, like, it's
maybe
Cinemax,
HBO
but
gave
HBO
them a
has
name.
Been around for 30,
I know,
40 years.
But, like, think about it. Like, when we were kids, HBO was so taboo. Maybe they want to get rid of, like, the taboo-ness.
But
now it's just a streaming platform. That's all I think.
But, like, you would say, the phrase used to be, it's not TV, it's HBO. Like, it would be extra money Sunday nights
it's
on HBO.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Yeah, exactly.
When you hear the HBO,
what show?
What theme song do you
Entourage.
Entourage?
Oh, that it's either that or Curb.
Yeah, Curb.
For me, Sex in the City.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes, Sex, because I binge Sex in the City, and that I feel like is just always there. And so,
oh, yeah.
I love that I have three women co-hosts on my show.
with Entourage?
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, or The Sopranos.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yes.
That's mine, because that's what I've binged. Like,
that one probably is the most. What, do you have one, Carly? Do you have an HBO
Probably
intro
Curb
theme?
Is Curb? Just because that's like what I feel like I don't watch HBO that much. But like when you're watching Curb, yeah.
The skip intro feature that these streaming services have added.
And skip recap.
Ugh.
Skip intro, skip recap. Let's
unbelievable
go.
Yeah, but
advancements.
Then some of them still have like the coming up. Like in the middle
Wives.
Of the fucking episode.
What do you mean?
That you can't skip that.
You're talking about Sister Wives.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh,
Sister Wives is the most annoying, like, preview-esque show of anything.
It's like when they would have the commercial and, like, right before it says, like, coming up.
And then they would, like, spoil the whole next
In the
section.
Commercial break, they'd spoil the next commercial
well,
break?
Like, right before.
That little music.
They do it on, like, Housewives, too. They're like,
yeah.
Next. So many shows do that.
Oh, I guess,
especially
like
reality.
Yeah, reality. Not, like,
it's
Lost.
So that you, like, stay
right wait for the drama
in.
Coming up
yeah
it's so wild like we live in a time now where I feel like we're just so spoiled with like oh the commercials are happening like
I can mute it
yeah you can mute it we can get away with it like, but back then there were people just like okay I gotta watch the commercials
it's back
and you have to slide
yeah.
back
yeah.
into come the in room. hurry it's on well, at least we get a timer we know how much like time we have I'm like okay I got like 90 seconds I'm gonna go do something
there
like,
is a patent that I think Sony has that they've never put into production but it's like the most dystopian thing ever and it's like a patent that gets posted on the internet pretty frequently it shows a guy on a TV sitting on a couch and a McDonald's ad comes on and then the next thing is it's like a photo and it says show returns to playing after the user stands up and says the word McDonald's and then sits back down and it's like this patent that in order for you to continue watching your show you have to say the name of the ad that you just watched and like
that
it's gonna
is fun.
It's so dystopian and it's like we
quiz.
Should be thankful
what if you're nonverbal
Yeah, ableist.
Well, the thing is, like, we are not living in a true dystopia until that happens. We're like, I think, I feel like there's also one where if you're on Instagram or, like, watching an ad, if you look away, it knows that you're not looking at the thing and it won't let you skip unless it uses the camera to see that your eyes are watching the ad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I had a really scary thought when...
What was that?
It's just like the
shit out. Upstairs neighbors.
It sounded like a dog growling behind me.
McDonald's.
I was at the movie theater and I had a really spooky thought. I was like, what if they came out with like cheaper tickets that have ads? Like for during
in
the
movies?
Yes.
They basically do have 30.
I mean, I don't think it would happen either, but I was like, I could see it happening where it's like, if you want it half off, like there'll be like some ads throughout the movie. Like how fucking annoying. But also, be a good time to go to the bathroom.
They should throw intermissions back in. That is,
I agree.
We need more
if it's a three, 2.5 hours or longer.
Anything over, I would say anything over 2 hours.
I feel like such a goof, like getting up to go pee and just like passing the audience.
And if I'm sitting there and I see someone get up, I'm like, you're going to shoot me, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like terrified of everyone at the theater. Oh. They get up, I'm like, what are you doing? When we saw Wicked, I don't know what was going on. I feel bad because he was a kid. I'm sure he had like a pee problem or something. But literally, he got up and ran like every 40 minutes to go to the bathroom. I was like, I wonder what's going on here.
Is Wicked for kids?
40 minutes is if he's drinking a soda.
Yeah, I guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Wicked.
Yeah, there is a lot of kids in the theater.
Yeah, but it's also like really good. Like it's, I enjoyed it a
lot. No, I'm just saying it's not like adult and scary.
Oh, no, no, no.
And, like,
it's like.
Well, a little.
A little.
I would be scared if I was a kid and saw that.
Hmm.
Are you going to define gravity?
Well, I'm really holding space for it.
Defying gravity.
Okay, some fun stuff that's coming out this year.
Ooh.
Severance premieres in a couple weeks.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ooh.
I have not been this enthralled
be
by
Max,
a television show.
Our new Max intro sound. Severance.
Severance?
Yeah.
It's a really good intro, but I will be hitting skip intro every time.
It's Apple.
Oh, it's Apple.
Oh, it is Apple.
God damn it.
Idiots.
Yeah.
It's so strange that it's Ben Stiller's show, too.
Yeah.
Like, meet the Fockers to this, but nothing has captured me in the same way.
You were,
like,
kind of late to that, right?
No, I think I watched it when it was on.
Oh.
Maybe I was late to talking about it, but.
Maybe.
I think I've watched it twice now or three times. It's just, that is my kind of show.
Was there, like, a bit of a scandal, like, happening with it? Or there were big fights and arguments with...
Nothing official.
Was it writers or the actors on the set, or...
Nothing official. All rumors. But apparently the reason it was delayed is because I think, like, the producers and the writers were not agreeing on the direction of the show. And they just were like, well, we're not going to do it if we can't agree.
Oh.
And so it delayed it for, like, a year. I think it's been 3 years since the first one came out. Which, God. Like, I can't even...
No, I have no idea.
Time really moves much faster as an adult than it does as a kid. Like, that is...
Especially when you're waiting for a show to come out.
I know, like, when Lost was on in high school, waiting the week in between episodes felt like a full... I waited for a full season.
I was going to say that now when we were talking about that. My friend is rewatching Desperate Housewives, and, like, she'll text me at the end of an episode and be like, holy fuck. And I'm like, yeah, isn't it crazy? You could just watch the next one.
I had
to wait a whole fucking week to find out what happened.
But it would be like, I'm a junior in high school, and I need to wait now till I'm a senior to see the next season of Lost.
No, yeah.
That
I
is
know,
my life slipping away.
Literally.
I can't wait that long.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking if a college freshman watched Severance, they're like, their life is so, I'm a senior now. I'm going to prom, and now Severance is coming back, and I'm just like, it was like, what, 2-3 years ago? All right, let's get on with it.
2022.
Yeah.
Wednesday season 2 is coming out this year. I'm very excited about that one.
Oh, I heard Gaga is going to be in it, but I don't know, like, to what extent.
People love Wednesday.
It was very good.
Do you not? You say, like...
No, it's... But, I mean, also, I think Jenna Ortega is, like, one of the best, like...
Oh,
is it Jenna?
Yeah. But you said it's so
funny.
Jenna Ortega.
She's, I think, just...
I love her.
One of the best, like, fresh new faces on the scene, but it's
Did you see Beetlejuice?
I have not.
Oh, wow.
I'm waiting for it to, like, be streaming.
I think it is.
You don't care about film and arts.
Yeah, at all.
During October, I struggled to go into the theater.
I think it's on Prime, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
It's a really good sequel.
Stranger Things season 5.
Huh?
And it should be the end.
I think it is.
I thought it was wrapped.
No.
No?
No.
I wanted to mention this earlier, but I waited. Black Mirror season 7.
Okay.
You get a new creepy little
Black
thing.
Mirror, though, when a season comes out, I kind of like hear which ones are the best episodes and which ones are the good ones and skip around because it really depresses me.
I'm like, it's all just too real right now.
I know. Yeah, but it's kind of almost... fun to go in blind, though. And like, I have no idea what this episode's about. I kind of like that because you have no idea where it's going to go.
Like, how can they make it worse than reality?
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Oh, a billionaire runs the government and everything is bad and people are, it's not good.
Crazy. The Last of Us season 2 will be coming out this year.
I ditched the first one.
Really?
I wanted a little bit more action and things at stake. It kind of like, it is very human and it does focus on characters and drama and it was really good, but it just was not the type of like zombie apocalypse show I wanted.
Fair.
So...
The Handmaid's Tale season 6.
Which God. But wrap it up. Fucking wrap it up.
The fact that it's still going is like criminal.
And it's an awful show to binge.
Are they still in it? In the Handmaid's Tale part?
Yeah.
Like, are they still fucked?
Still perfect. In, what's it called? Gilead?
Well,
and Antletia is still alive and down.
Like, it exists, but also, like, they have escaped, but they also haven't.
Oh, yes, right. She's like, because she just ran into, I don't want to say her name, but that was the final shot.
Should I watch the show? Would I like it?
No. You would hate it because it's, like, it's becoming reality.
Yeah. It's, like,
Is the first episode, like, who's the main girl?
Elizabeth Moss,
that's right. Isn't the first episode like she's at work and they're like,
yeah,
hey guys, like
there's like
a surprise meeting and all the women get fired and she's like, wait, what? And the boss like, I'm so sorry, they gave me no time, like all the women have to be fired.
Does it take place like in modern day?
There's also
like
a lynching in Fenway Park of women and that was really
in modern day.
And
a storming of the Capitol, correct?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it takes place in like the 1800s.
No.
They all are dressed
No, that's what, when Handmaid's Tale first came out and I would see billboards for it, I'm like, who's watching The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah, it looks like it's like British 18.
In like near future. And this radical new age religious right wing order takes
AKA
over.
AKA 2025. Project 2025.
There's a resurrection that happens all across the United States. And they just start... trying
to create
this
whole... They storm the
Capitol
before it happened in real life.
Because infertility is at its peak, and so they want to take women and use them as, like, vessels
for birthing... So the Republican Party.
Yes,
for birthing their babies.
Literally Project 2025.
Well, it came out before 2020, and then, like, when Trump stuff started happening, I was like, oh, this is, like, kind of freaking me out.
Was it based on
a
book, or it's just the... Like,
yes.
They just
I think
TV
it's
show.
A book, right?
Yes, it was by Margaret Atwood. It was like a very famous book.
Atwood. Margie.
Good grief.
It's very scary.
I feel like I'll watch it.
Definitely not a binge show.
It's brutal.
Like, you need a week to recover.
Patricia was binging it, and she was like, oh my gosh. Now she's fully caught up, but like, it was draining for her.
Would it be like worse than binging Euphoria?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Euphoria, I'm like, I need a fucking...
No, but that's like fun stuff
like,
they got going on.
Yeah, there's fun.
They're partying. This is like...
It's funny. Well, this is just like agony and suffering and abuse. Constantly.
Sounds like my kind
like,
of show.
I'm already a feminist, guys. I don't need any more of this. Yeah,
but like, by season 4 of that show, it was like, wrap it up. Like, it was...
When they didn't end it last time, I was like, wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
We don't need any more of this. This is also kind of what's happening anyway. Roe v. Wade overturned, and then I'm like, oh, now I gotta watch a new fucking season of Handmaid's Tale that's like, we're one step closer.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
Okay, and then White Lotus season 3.
Thank God.
These were all like interesting
ones. What a great show.
I want White Lotus to be in a snowy environment. I want them to do a ski resort in the Alps.
I
think that would be a little refreshing.
That.
I don't want like this beachy summer
vibe. I feel like they'll do that.
I want to see somebody get killed in the snow.
I went to the Warner Brothers tour and in the gift shop, I thought this was so smart. They have like sections for every show that they work on pretty much. And they had a robe that was like a very nice robe and it said like the White Lotus and you could get your name embroidered on it.
Cool.
And I was like, that's smart.
That's cool. That's
I personally wouldn't get it, but I think it's like a...
That'd be a fun Christmas gift for someone who like loves
100%,
the
100% because it, at the end of the day, just looks like a hotel bathrobe.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was plush. It wasn't like a shitty one off Amazon.
Hell yeah.
For music, we have this one I thought was interesting. Mac Miller, Balloonerism, is coming out.
Like a post-mortem album?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so like he obviously recorded the stuff and now it's coming out.
Yeah, so it's stuff that's kind of like circulated online for years that I think he like was going to release but then didn't because he put something else out. And it'll be his second album.
Wow.
That has been released since his death.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably a lot of good features on there, too. I feel like other musicians.
Oh, T. Should I look?
Hop on to, like, help fill it out, like John Mayer. And when they did that whole tribute, I feel like a lot of musicians will contribute to.
Mark Miller.
Yeah.
Who's featured?
Do we think do you want to make any celebrity death predictions for 2025?
That president. Trump? Jimmy Carter.
Oh,
of course.
R.I.P.,
yeah,
brother.
He's still hanging on.
The Grim Reaper is literally right
asleep at the wheel.
He might be gone by the time this comes out.
I did get to see him.
Like, with your own eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
He spoke at my college one time.
Huh.
And he was like, yeah, I mean, this is like 2010 probably.
Do we think? Yeah.
SZA is rumored to be on it. And Dylan Reynolds, I'm not sure who that is.
Hmm.
SZA, that's cool. She's coming out with.
Did you have someone in mind?
Of someone who's gonna die?
Yeah.
I think Dick Van Dyke is finally gonna die.
Oh, but he's got a good pep in his
step. I know, but
he's him relax. Or Dolly Parton, I don't think she will die. But like, she's been coming up
she's
on my
not
feed.
That
she goes,
old.
Stumble out of bed and
I know.
And she's promoting her cake batter mix, and I'm just like, relax.
Yeah, you don't. But but that's what keeps them alive.
Yeah.
These people work until they die. Yeah, like
she's working 9 to 5.
Truly. Yeah, a little way to make a living.
Until she's 95.
Yeah.
Don she's Rickles. Only in her 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not that old.
But then it's all, I mean, I don't want to put this in the universe, but like, it could be like, I don't know, Jack Nicholson or like.
Donald Trump.
Someone random.
Yeah, just like someone who like we grew up with that is like getting up there and just, you know, people who maybe didn't take care of themselves, smoking cigarettes. Like.
Yeah.
I would say maybe like.
I'm sorry.
An old rock
Donald
star.
Donald Trump was named Time's Person of the Year.
Yeah, so was Hitler.
Huh?
It gets his 47 minutes ago.
Hitler was?
Trump reacts to
time.
Why would Hitler be
it's not always a celebratory title.
No,
it's
not.
Usually just
okay.
like the person who just like was
the worst.
Talked about.
They
like,
should say worst person of the year.
Yeah, it's like the most influential. Yeah, Hitler was on the cover of Time, I think, more than once.
Like
before,
when
I mean,
cool?
We also didn't know about, this is my neighbors upstairs, like the Holocaust was not as. Like, they didn't know what was going on when it was happening.
Oh, I know,
they just thought he was,
and
like,
that
a
was
guy.
Like at the end of
it.
It
was really only, like, in 79 or just the 70s.
Did we just talk about this?
Yeah, we did, because Malcolm Gladwell has a big section of that in his book.
Donald
Time's
and Dolly
Man of
are
year.
The same age.
That's tragic.
Who is?
That's
Donald
offensive.
And Dolly.
Donald Parton.
Donald
Parton.
Donald Parton.
Yeah, Hitler was
Dolly
Time
Trump.
Magazine Man of the Year, 1938.
Do you know Dolly Parton wears, like, hand gloves?
Yeah, to probably not get
to
wrinkles.
Like, yeah, or like she wears these gloves that are mostly on her palms that make her hands look a little bit more youthful.
Oh
like oil-filled gloves?
Like I bet you could really tell in person she's wearing them, but in videos and stuff, I'm always trying to like look.
Wait, they're like see-through gloves to look like new hands?
Yeah, I guess you could
say
they look
like
hose. It's like
when Taylor Swift wears those like tights on stage
yeah,
in her
like skin
color.
Like pantyhose, right?
But for your handyhose?
Pantyhose, yeah.
Do you guys ever wear pantyhose?
No.
What is pantyhose?
I think I do. Or tights? Pantyhose? What's the difference? Like, I wear them to, like...
I feel like pantyhose are, like, skin.
Skin, yeah.
Like
it's, like,
women
the
would wear
colored
yes.
pantyhose.
No.
Oh, like, to an office job,
yeah.
Like, in the 60s?
I mean, they wear them, like, at Hooters sometimes.
Is that where
well,
it's,
yeah,
like, you see, like, the lace around the thigh?
No, that's...
No. Like, I'm talking,
what?
Like,
I don't know. I don't know what... I don't
the
know what
The lace around
pantyhose.
The
pantyhose. You keep saying it. Doesn't... Like, it like, is it, like, leggings?
Kind of.
No, like tights.
It's like a sheer, like...
Here,
like women wear it in the office. Like
yes,
it's either, like,
and people put
yes.
them over their face for, like a
tights.
Bank robbery and
tights.
Stuff.
They're called tights,
yes.
though.
Like yes, but like tights, I think of Peter Pan wearing tights.
Yeah.
They look like this, but
people don't call them
pantyhose.
Here.
No, they...
They do. They, what are you talking about? Tights is something that an acrobat wears, and you wear, like, in a stage performance and stuff. Mm. A pantyhose, I feel like, is more like a accessory women's have to, like... wear and stuff. People in office, you'd say, oh, I got a snag in my pantyhose. I need to go buy pantyhose. No one's like, I'm going to go
I
get
don't
tights.
Know about that.
Oh, no, people 100%. Like, I would say I need to go get tights.
Me too.
Yeah, people are calling them tights.
Maybe okay, this is I have the difference.
Who's yeah. it, what's it, how you name it.
Pantyhose and tights are both stretchy, thin garments that cover the legs and waist, but they differ in their thickness and opacity. Pantyhose,
okay.
usually sheer and made of nylon, pantyhose have a denier of 8 to 30. The term pantyhose is most commonly used in North America to refer to sheer tights. Tights, typically thicker and more opaque than pantyhose. Tights have a denier of 40 to 100. Tights can be made from a variety of fabrics and come in many styles and patterns. Like, and there's stockings and there's leggings.
I call
pantyhose. Like, what I wear to emo night is tights.
But they're actually
pantyhose.
Pantyhose.
Well, no, because mine are, like, opaque, but they're
so
black.
So if you can't see through them, it's tights. If you can, it's pantyhose.
I could, like, see through.
It's like Robin Hood, men in tights. It's not Robin Hood.
Well, I'll have to look at the denier number.
Yeah, like, I would... Yeah, if I were to wear, like, a colored tight, even if I could see through my skin,
it's like a sock that goes all the way up to your...
Then, yeah. It wouldn't then be called a pantyhose.
Like, I bet if you go to the section where they have pantyhose in the department store, it says pantyhose. It doesn't say tights.
Yeah, it probably does.
I don't know.
Or leggings? Are they not called leggings?
No, these are leggings.
Oh.
Do you have jeggings?
No. But what a time. What a time jeggings are. I don't think I ever owned jeggings. And they always were... I remember, like, I've tried them on, and they were so, like, baggy in weird places. I, like, hated them. Mm.
Jeggings.
Comfortable jeans.
What else are we looking forward to in 2025?
Something I saw today. They're coming out with a new Smurfs movie.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And Rihanna is a producer of the film.
Oh.
And she is like one of the people.
Gargamel? Papa Smurf? Mom
she's
Smurf?
She's the voice of Smurfette.
Smurfette.
Who's that? Listen to this cast. Rihanna, Nick Offerman, Natasha Lyonne, Dan Levy, Nick Kroll, James Corden, Octavia Spencer, Hannah Waddingham, Kurt Russell, and John Goodman.
I mean, those are some, like,
that's
heavy hitters.
Yeah, that's
I mean, that's a generation of people who love Smurfs. And they're like,
yeah.
Smurf movie, please. Sign me up.
I have no interest in the Smurfs.
No, no.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I missed it when I was a kid.
I will gladly see that. That's going to be so fun. Rihanna? Like, girl, you're going to be Smurfette and not put out a new album?
I know.
In 2025, the new Avatar Fire and Ash will be coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
How long is it going to be? 4 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. But
Fire and Ash.
I mean, The Way of the Water was beautiful.
Yes.
Really loved it.
I saw it in IMAX. It was really nice. New Mission Impossible. New Captain America. Zombikini is coming out.
Zombikini.
Yeah.
Zombies in bikinis.
An intern steals prototype bikinis from her father's company and her friend's hen party on an island. Hen party is
British for bachelorette.
The bikinis malfunction, and her ex-boyfriend tries to cover up development flaws, leading to chaos. Zombikini 2025. Oh, 28 Years Later is coming out. I'm very excited for that.
Yes. Yes.
Danny Boyle and Alex Garland back together.
I don't even know who those people are.
28 Days Later. Have you ever seen it?
With
Cillian Murphy's first big movie. Zombie movie.
It sounds familiar, but I
definitely know.
Oh, I mean, it's really scary.
And then 28 Weeks Later with Imogen Poots. And then
I never saw 28 Weeks Later.
Oh, 28 Weeks Later, I think, is better than 28 Days Later. Well,
no way.
28
dude.
Days Later is just shot on that, like, really
yes.
terrible.
You have to
film
watch it on VHS.
Quality. And it's just, I don't know, it's really hard on
well,
the eyes.
I think they shot 28 Years Later all with iPhones, which is the first movie ever to be shot completely with iPhones. But obviously, they're using, like, other lenses, big lights.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh.
The first feature film was actually Olivia Rodrigo's music video.
Was the first feature film?
All iPhones.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was Creep. I thought Creep was the first movie.
I thought Tangerine was all shot on
We're
iPhone.
All like have different
Who's
answers.
Tangerine?
One of Sean Baker's film, the guy who just did Anora.
Oh,
Before the Florida Project.
I was like, being funny because obviously Olivia Rodrigo's music video is not a feature film.
Well, I have something fun I think you'll like. Well, you'll like too. You'll really like.
Mars Volta Tour?
No, but in January, the Rubik's Cube was invented. Can you guess what year?
1968.
The 1900s.
No, I'm going to guess the 70s because in Pursuit of Happiness, I feel like that's when the Rubik's Cube was like at its biggest.
But
like peak
what if
trend.
In like 1910, there were just like bored people and it wasn't colored?
I'm
going to
guess
like
1972.
I'm going to guess 1923.
68.
The Rubik's Cube was first introduced to the world in January 1980 at a toy fair in London. That seems way too recent.
That's crazy.
For 1980? The Rubik's Cube?
I mean,
it
was
so Pursuit
big
of
in
Happiness
the
80s. Was in 1980. Because like I'm that whole scene, you know the whole scene in Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith.
That came out
in 1980?
No, that takes place in
no,
like
that came
modern
out like
day.
The 2000s, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
It takes place in modern day.
Yeah, I saw it in
no,
theaters.
No, it's based in the 80s because it's based on a true story.
Oh, based in the 80s.
I thought you said it came out in the 80s.
It's okay.
I was like,
We thought you meant came out. We didn't know you meant based.
No, I'm sorry. It's based. Sorry. based
Sorry,
in
I'm having 80s. A heart attack right
and
now.
The Rubik's Cube is such a big scene because he has that taxi scene where he's driving with one of the big like Wall Street traders, and it's he didn't have time for a job interview. He goes, "I'll get in a cab with you." And the guy's like doing a Rubik's Cube, listen to him, and he goes, "Here, give me that." And he starts talking to him, and he finishes the Rubik's Cube, and the guy's like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yes,
and it impresses him.
That was a big moment, revolution, like culturally, what brought Rubik's Cubes back into like the mainstream because nobody had them, and now there's like Rubik's Cube championships, and
it is crazy that it was introduced in London. I would think it'd be like
it sounds very American,
Rubik's Cube,
or just like Tokyo or something. Like it looks so like fun. Like
hot take: if you can solve a Rubik's Cube, I don't think it's that impressive.
Well, no, because there's like
why
there's
because back because
people
I
doing
think
it in like 5 seconds.
I
you don't
do
think
it
that's
in under
impressive?
A minute.
Well, I
pull
think
it out.
The, if you could have done it in the 90s or the 80s in front of me, I would have been like, "Holy shit, that's insane!" Because
like
of like the rise of
now,
YouTube videos and people can truly see a tutorial on how to solve it. You could learn how to solve a Rubik's Cube in like maybe a day or 2 days. So I just don't think it's that impressive. I think I know.
It'd can
be
you
crazy
do it?
If you would be like,
can you do it?
I know you can.
So, fuck you.
When
no,
I see
I mean,
people and do they do it in like 0.8 seconds or whatever.
Or
like,
but
that's
I know at least like 10, 15 people in my life who can solve a Rubik's Cube. But back then it was like, I know a guy back who lives in my
apartment.
It
was like actual
complex.
Magic.
He can do a Rubik's Cube. It used to be a mark of being a genius. Now I think it's just a mark of like memorizing a pattern.
Well, now you could just look up a TikTok how to do it.
But what if they didn't look up a TikTok?
Well, then I gotta believe you and be impressed.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, once again, hot take.
Yeah, it's a fair
pretty
take.
Pretty hot.
I'm more impressed by magic tricks you do than like solving a Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But you can just look that up online as well.
No, you can't look up my
shit. I'm more impressed by juggling than someone solving a Rubik's Cube.
Juggling
is
really
is
difficult.
Yeah.
It's
hard.
I get mad some days. I never just like got it together.
I could teach you how to do it.
Juggle. You can juggle?
It's basically you just have to practice,
just
but I could
start a little
roadside teach you
business.
The mechanics of it, and then if you just practice that like on a bed, it's just so frustrating to practice.
Yeah. On a bed, I remember like
because otherwise you have to keep pick them off the floor. But if you're on a bed, it's just right here.
I think next time we record, you owe us a show.
Magic and juggling.
Cube, juggling. Yeah.
Well, I can't juggle. My friend taught me the mechanics, and I was like, okay, so if I just sit here and I practice this for a couple hours, then you'll figure it out. But I just after like 20 minutes, I was like, I actually don't want to.
I don't care about this.
It's so frustrating.
Then you get so used to one the weight of the thing that you're juggling, and then you actually get proper juggling balls, and that's a whole different type of momentum. Of
yeah,
like
I was using my cotton dryer balls, which are amazing.
There's a little bit more of a delay, or you can juggle with like handkerchiefs. I could probably
oranges.
Do that.
Oranges are a little
tougher.
Yeah.
Like the little like
that's
magic
easy. Those
ones,
just
like
flow in the air.
Well, that's a good way to practice, probably.
Yeah.
Like get
basically,
that
you have to start just by taking one ball.
Okay.
Throwing it into the air, catching it, and then taking the other ball and throwing it into the air.
Where were you at carnival day?
And then you throw and you catch and you throw and you catch.
Well, he can't do it, so.
Well, that's
true. Have to practice. I got close.
He's one of the carnies that's like in between the bands on stage.
Speaking of carnies, at emo night, Carly and I get picked to go on stage.
A month ago.
Oh, a month ago.
That's okay.
But it was kind of a funny story.
It was. I thought it was
because the theme for Emu Night.
But I feel like we talked about something mean
we
on the podcast.
Oh, we did, but I never got to get my take.
Well, go ahead. Let's
hear it.
Go ahead.
Well,
I'll give you your moment.
Because the theme for the Emu Night was like circus themed, and they would have all these sideshows in between the acts on the main stage. And the ringmaster guy comes out and grabs Carly and I. He goes, "Would you guys be interested in coming on stage for an act? We need volunteers." And then he starts explaining that we're going to go out and staple dollar bills onto a girl, one of these like burlesque dancers, like a girl who's out there
like
doing
a jackass thing where they're like stapling into your skin.
I would say it's more of like you
like
know
a freak like, show.
A freak show. She's out there pole dancing, doing like this little striptease kind of thing.
And mind you, when we saw her last, she was fully clothed.
Yes. And then now we're backstage. This woman's taking off her clothes, and I'm like, "You got to be kidding me!" And I'm like, "I can't believe we're about to go out here and just like mutilate this girl
in your preppy clothes."
In my preppy clothes. And then we get out there, and a few of the other volunteers, she takes the dollar bill from them and then staples it like on her body. Then
yeah,
she
like
makes
legs,
Carly
butt.
Staple on her like thigh.
Like butt, thigh.
And then I'm thinking, what, I'm going to just do her arm?
Mind you, she's wearing a thong and just like a tiny bikini.
Bikini top. And then she gets to me, opens up her bikini top.
And Matt's reactional time.
I have photos.
I mean, I'm a married man. Like, this is a freak show. But I'm in front of a whole audience of people who have out their phones. And I'm just like, "You got to be kidding me." And then she makes me staple her. I do not touch her boob.
Well, she has black tape over her nipple.
Yeah,
so
like
it's
an
not
X
like,
over the nipple. Yeah. And then gives me the staple gun, and I have to like pinch her, or you know, or do staple. The staple gun. It goes in, and then right when I do it, she goes, "Ow!" my heart sank.
It was very
like,
funny.
This is terrible.
It's like a bit that she does.
Yeah.
She's a freak.
That's pretty
and
funny.
And then, like, yeah, I came in and explained to Patricia, I'm like, funny story, this happened last night. You're probably going to see it. She was like, what?
Really?
And she was like, oh, okay, well, it's all right. I'm like, trust me, I didn't want to do it. And then she saw the video, and she's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, I know.
Well, seeing your reaction is funny. Because you're like.
Oh, my goodness. Great. Oh, my God.
Matt, how dare you? I thought I could trust
Was it an
Matt.
Actual staple?
I don't know. I feel like it's like kind of an illusion.
Or is it like a gimmick?
Was no, it's like a thing. The bleeding? Guy, the carny was like, no, this is like a very common act that
she's a freak.
You know, you're not going to get tetanus?
No, people. I mean, David Blaine taught himself
like
how to like swallow
random
swords.
People. She was like, hey, does anyone have staples I can use?
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
If
I
David
don't know.
Blaine can put an ice pick through his arm, she can stay. I mean, I'm
David
sure
Blaine is
much.
A specimen of humanity.
Right, but
though.
She probably also like
all these people.
Yeah, they do it for their career.
So she's doing shows like every night?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, January's National Soup Month.
Oh. Ooh. I just bought myself a butternut squash soup.
Yummy.
Yeah, I feel like it's for the season. I mean, it's in like a pre-made plastic container, but I'm going to heat it up.
Yeah, but who cares? Still yummy.
I love when I buy something that is packaged and like the expiration date is within like 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, this is good. This is real food. And then if I have something in my thing and it's like expires 2026, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
This can't be healthy. There's no... Like,
I love almond milk.
Why?
Because it lasts so long.
Well,
it's like coffee creamer. It'll last like a year.
I thought that you were supposed to, it was like after 7 days or whatever.
Almond milk?
Yeah.
Almond milk can like last
like
months.
It says it on the container.
No, I've never done that.
I just have my almond milk because it expires in April of 2025.
But no, I think once
you
open
it,
then you have 7 days.
Well, I'm sure he drinks it within like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
That's the big thing is like some of these expiration dates,
it's like buy.
Once you open it,
purchase buy.
Then you have like 7 days. But the expiration date is before you open it. And then once you open it, it's like anything else. You
that's like makeup too.
Yeah.
It's like
12 months once you open it.
Yeah, Matt. I don't know. You may want
to. 10 days in the refrigerator.
I mean, usually I consume it within 7 to 10 days.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
That's what, yeah.
But yeah, like don't. If it said until 2020.
He's drinking.
Yeah, do not be drinking milk. Once you open something.
Yeah.
Well, there's like a thing about the juice and the sauce. You know about this?
Juice and the sauce?
Yeah, you want to be like the sauce. You don't want to be like the juice because juice will go bad. Sauce lasts
doesn't.
Forever.
Yes. Oh, when I was little, like cans of sauce would be in our fridge. You'd open it for like pasta and then it'd be there a year later.
Yeah,
just
sauce.
Unused.
I mean, sometimes though, you just kind of look at it and you're like.
You got to give it a little smell.
But even if it smells okay, like it's all chemicals anyway. And you're just like, listen.
Also sauce, you cook it.
Kills it.
You're not cooking milk.
That is a good point. It gets heated up.
One of my favorite subreddits is called Grandma's Pantry.
Oh,
and it's
my
just,
God.
Like, do you follow that one?
Yes.
It's basically people finding, it's not like technically their grandma all the time, but
usually
it's like
their
finding
parents.
Really old shit in their pantries or refrigerators. And or it'll be like someone found Quaaludes in like their grandma.
What's your thought process right
Hold
now?
Hold on, we're having two conversations.
We'll jump back to this. Matt, okay. what are you huffing and puffing?
Milk.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, okay, no, because I just finished one container of almond milk last night, and then I was making my protein shake, and I got and I thought it was a brand new one. I go, oh, this one's been back here. But then I know I got it at least like 2 weeks ago, but I remember I was drinking it, and then I was like, it didn't taste bad, but I had a bad smell, and I go, oh, maybe like my top container had like, it didn't like wash in the dishwashers properly and maybe there's just like a funk on it. But I remember just being like, oh, that just smells like dirty and bad. Ugh. But then I just read it more and it goes, even if it is past 2 weeks after the expiration date and it has been open, it would still take months for it to get to a place of like rotting to make you sick. Well, because I'm like, I feel amazing. And like, well, it happened like yesterday and I don't know. I've had
No, no, you wouldn't. If you're going to eat.
A cow's milk is a whole different thing.
Well,
you could smell a mile away if it's bad.
I feel like that's maybe it's like with medicine, if it's expired, it's usually like, it's
less
still
effective.
Fine to take. It's just less effective. It's not like bad for you or like, well, depending
on
the medicine.
It depends on what is in your almond milk, what additives they got in there.
Yeah.
But Grandma's Closet, great subreddit.
No, Grandma's Pantry.
Grandma's Pantry.
But sometimes
sorry. He's hyper just, like, fixating hits me on
right
this.
Now. Like, I feel fine.
No, you're fine.
What is that old movie? Not old, like we were kids when it came out, but like I remember, I think they're on one of those like spinny things and the
Sandlot.
Kid like, oh, it's a Sandlot where he throws up, but it's, I feel like everyone knew at the time it was like really a hose.
It was
that
like,
was like
dipping tobacco or they all start like puking.
Oh, maybe it's that. Yes.
And then there's one that's the big puking scene at the pie contest in Stand By Me. Is another
well,
one.
Oh, yes.
Like, yeah. Sorry. What were
so this subreddit is people going to like their parents or their grandma's or whatever house and they're finding things that are expired from like so long
it
ago.
It could be like 1998 and it's like a can of soup or like sometimes they'll find like Quaaludes like in their old like the back of grandma's
or
like
they'll open the fridge
cabinet.
And like the bottom shelf is a Diet Pepsi from 1988.
Dude, I was at my uncle's like lake house and I was in the refrigerator one summer and because we're all up there there's always drinks coming in and out of the fridge and all of that and I found a Pepsi. And I was like, oh, thank gosh, a Pepsi. And I look at it on the can. Michael Jackson is on the can. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, sorry, what color was it?
It was like clearly modern.
Like when he changed.
Michael Jackson right before he died.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How long this had been in there. And I was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Did
I
you
just
open it?
At least 2009.
I opened it and then looked. I did not take a sip.
Did it crack? I feel like it'll
like,
be flat.
Was there fizz?
Well, yeah. And then I went to the lake and I poured it out and it was like clear.
Did you tell him
and then
you
it went
doing
brown.
It?
What?
What if he was like saving it?
Oh, yeah. That might have been like
I doubt
eBay.
They put it in
no,
that fridge
my,
if they were
no,
saving
it. My uncle
it.
Would not be saving a Michael Jackson. It was just clearly old and
wait,
had
wait,
been...
it was a Pepsi?
It was a Pepsi.
And so it was clear when you first did it and then it turned brown?
It was clear and then went brown.
So like the sugar like. And syrup separated
had
from the water.
Separated
Diet Pepsi or regular?
It was regular Pepsi.
Okay.
I don't think it would have gone
I wonder what it would taste like.
Probably.
Would it be really bad to drink?
And then there was one I found that was a vegetable juice and it had like its... manufacture date, but there was no expiration, and I was like, when does this go bad?
What was
and
the
I
manufacturer
called,
date?
I called V8 on the phone, and I go, because I was craving vegetable juice.
You
I go, can
V8.
I drink this? She goes, I wouldn't tell you to drink it, but I just say, I would say if you drank it, it wouldn't taste as good as
normal.
It. Yeah. And
that's
I was
so
just
funny.
Like,
you
I ditched
called
it.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it was like that with medicine. Like, when, I don't know, first time my parents moved to a new place, like, and they were just going through stuff, and I'm like, "What? Dude, what? This Neosporin expired in 1997. Why do we still have this?" And I do get that people just like, if you don't move for a long time, things just like.
It's also like, how often are we using Neosporin? Like, I needed it the other like week.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Oh fuck, I need it." And then it was from like 2022, and I was
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Do y'all ever think Neosporin smells like maple syrup?
I don't know.
No, you have COVID.
No, I always think Neosporin
I don't know.
Smells
I'll sniff
like
it when I go home.
Or like it's, if you put it on and smell it, smells like maple syrup.
I love Neosporin.
I
feel like
it's
a miracle.
Sniff.
I feel like I've never used it.
Oh, it was growing
I'm
up.
I'm sure I have. But
you
got a
cut on your
knee.
You cut yourself.
What about expired toothpaste? Is that bad for you?
Probably not.
Maybe it's like not as minty.
Why are you not using your toothpaste often
enough?
Yeah. Well, it's usually if like I'm in someone's like guest bathroom or something, and like.
Or if you have an extra, like I have a bunch of like little travel ones. I'm always like, do I bring this?
Yeah,
one?
That is when. The travel ones that you get for free, you're like, oh, I'll bring this next time I travel. And then you look at it and it said expired 2017. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna go buy a new one. But or if you go to Costco and you buy like the 8-pack. And it lasts 8 fucking years because who's going through
well, that's
good years.
For, like, families.
8
yeah.
you know?
Tubes of toothpaste in 8 years?
Okay.
My mouth 8 tubes of toothpaste.
I'm trying to think. I feel like we go through a tube of toothpaste in probably, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
3 months?
Oh, we go through a lot
Me too.
Of toothpaste. Like,
I feel
I'm
like Nolan
uses
too much. You don't need that much toothpaste.
Yeah, you need a little pea size.
We also buy the size. Well, I buy, like, 2 separate sizes because you can travel with.
One of them.
3 ounces. Yeah, you can travel with one of them, but you can't travel with the bigger one.
Is that a fact that you can't travel with the bigger size?
No, I've traveled with
the big
one.
It always comes down to
the
toothpaste. They're really lax about toothpaste, but then sometimes
what I think it is, and I may be wrong here, but I used to travel with contact solution, and they would all, you go to the store, and it's like, travel size, TSA approved. I may be wrong about this, so we should look it up. But I think if it's medical related, the ounce thing doesn't apply at all. You could travel with a full size
shaving cream, though, if you travel with
that's
the
not
thing.
Medical. Mm. That's like
also
grooming. Like shampoo, you can't. But contact solution, toothpaste. I don't know what other things
the
you can.
The thing is, like, I also wouldn't want to travel with one that big because then it takes up so much space.
Yeah that's true.
But I've
like,
traveled with, like, full perfumes. I've never gotten,
are you
like,
sure they aren't?
Well, perfume usually yeah. is oh, yeah. less than 2 ounces, though.
It's just, like, 3.4 yeah. fluid ounces.
Which that's is just, like...
Mass. That's the thing, yeah.
And I always check. Some perfumes I have are bigger. Yeah. Some are, like...
This is why our country is a fucking joke. Well, I mean, how many school shootings and no gun legislation, but... Some guy apparently brought water on a plane, and now we need to pour fucking
yep.
Get it together, Trump administration. Let's
well,
see.
It also used to be a thing where like all your liquids had to be in a bag.
Yeah, like a clear
they
plastic
still do that
bag.
In
London, yeah, and it's the worst. You get
it's
to Heathrow,
so
and you're
annoying.
Like, "Fuck, I have to do this." You have to say goodbye to some products because it just can't fit
yes.
all in that one bag. Oh yeah,
I think TSA also sells. They have like a store that they sell all the stuff that they. Confiscated and you can like buy shit for cheap because they
that's ew. Fucking rude
like no like perfumes colognes I don't know
yeah, but like that that's stupid used. They're making money
or maybe
from
it's an Instagram
losses.
Account it's an Instagram account that they have like TSA
oh yes. I've seen that where it's like
yeah.
things that have been confiscated
they're not selling it
it's like a Depop
store
TSA Depop
here are the guns we confiscated today who wants one
let me I might be onto
have
something
we talked
here.
About this can you fly what? With a gun like in a checked
yeah we've
bag?
Talked about this exact thing
and you can
yes
good to know, I suppose.
Yeah, a look inside the Texas State Surplus Store where items surrendered at TSA are sold.
Sold? That seems like...
Well, maybe they're, like, things not, like, to... Like, I'm in my mind, I was like, oh, toothpaste, a half-used bottle of perfume. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I agree.
How and to like, buy the thousands of items surrendered to the TSA every day. Your friendly local state agency for surplus property might be the best knife store on the internet.
Knife.
Damn.
Knives, that's a good one.
It's a knife one.
I was yeah, like, a bundle of 26 knives. Look at that.
I call him like, hey, he's confiscating my fucking toothpaste. Can
that's
I buy
mine.
It back?
I know yeah. it. My grandfather's initials are on his pocket knife. That was his Cub Scout pocket
Please.
Knife. How dare
Have
you?
Have you ever gotten anything confiscated that you're like, fuck?
Yeah.
Like
but
what?
Like, nothing that
just
I've
like
been,
something
like,
you'll need, but
yeah,
it's not
it's
like personal.
Just, yeah, it's like. Yeah, fluids or something that I
yeah.
forgot about.
I don't think I've ever had to like. Well, I probably had to throw like food away, maybe like a bag of peanuts or something. But that's it.
Yeah,
they don't make you throw away food.
I think it was like already opened or something. I can't remember.
You can travel with opened food.
I don't.
Some
really.
Places you can't. They say no food on the plane.
I had to throw away food
TSA.
Once.
I mean, internationally.
Yeah.
So all
like,
I know
they
is I threw away my bag
food.
Once. I don't know where I was.
Like when my parents come to visit me, my mom checks a bag because she. Cooks like a full Shabbat dinner meal, freezes
oh
it,
God.
Puts it in a checked bag, and then sends it and then
well,
reheats
well,
it at my house.
That's so interesting.
Because I think it could be like liquid if it's like melted or I don't know. That's another hack. Apparently, if you freeze your water bottle, then you can bring it through TSA and then let it melt and then you're good to go. But I feel like they're not going to – they don't play those games.
Yeah.
Do you guys opt for the pat-down or you do the –
Oh, the scan.
The scantron.
I pre-check.
Oh, yeah, I pre-check
yeah, but
too.
Sometimes they do the thing that goes like this.
Yeah.
Apparently that like just gives you radiation, so I try to just...
Is that true?
I think so.
I think it's fine.
What do you mean you get to choose?
Yeah, you could always opt out of that and say I would like either just the regular
Can
metal
detector.
Can you
touch me, please, instead?
Or they do the wand.
That depends. I just don't want to hold people up and make it difficult.
Yeah.
I just want to get the F out of there.
I know some people are like, I do not want to do this picture scan thing. You know, now they like take a picture of you.
Yeah.
And even though they say it will be deleted. Like
right away.
I know some like crazy people who are like, no, I
no,
don't.
No, I don't want the government
oh,
to have
I
my information.
Oh, I go through that one because it has its own line now.
Right. Yeah, well, you're talking about clear? Or wait,
no, I have pre-check, clear, and that photo thing, and there's a new line.
That's oh. a new thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
oh
my God.
Every time I've gone now, they take a photo through pre-check.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh.
They always so take a picture when you try. I think so. But there's also the guy who scan. Like, apparently, the scan, you could just, not when you get to the gate, but to get through security, there's like a guy who just brings like a banana, and he scans the banana, and the gate opens up. Like, it doesn't actually scan your ticket. They just want to scan any barcode, and
huh?
then it opens up.
Wait,
but then when you get to your
open?
Gate, like, you know how in order to get through from the public area to the security line, you
yeah.
have to scan your
oh,
boarding
I
pass?
See.
They don't scan my boarding pass.
No, they
pass.
Just look at it.
They just look at it.
They get your ID.
This guy's like a compilation of, like, proving that the thing will take any scan, and he has, like, a banana. Like, he just has, like, a J. Crew receipt, and he just scans, and then, but TSA has caught on to him, so now they're like, show us your fucking boarding pass. And he's like, okay, I have it for you.
That's so weird because they don't even check your boarding pass.
And maybe it's in Europe. I don't know.
Did you guys know that January wasn't always the first month?
Whoa.
Wasn't.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I have it right here. I haven't. I mean, it was obviously
January wasn't. What does that even
mean? Yeah, it wasn't always the first month. In the Roman calendar, January originally was not the first month. It was added along with February. So February was the first month. And then around 700 BCE, they added it. Before that, the calendar started in March. So not even February.
Whoa.
Why did they add
January and February? I have no idea. King Numa Pompilius.
Huh.
It was added by him.
That's like the thing also where times were just different, and no matter what, every town you went to just had a different time. Like if you were to
like time zones,
not even time zones, just nobody, there wasn't like a global consideration
time.
Like noon wasn't a thing that just existed across the world in the 1800s.
Was like sundials, like
yeah, or just if you're in your town, it'd be like everyone on the town is on the same. You look at the clock tower in your town, and that's what time it is.
Oh, I see.
But if you're in the town over, you could be like 30 minutes later. And so you would set your watch to like, that's why the church bells would do their thing and everyone's okay, it's 5 o'clock, everyone sets their time to the thing. And but then once trains started happening between towns and they needed to know what time the train was happening, that's when they were all like, okay, we're going to standardize time. So it's like kind of recent that you would have a watch where everyone would have the same time zones.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird. But also kind of makes sense.
Whoa.
Are you guys doing dry January?
No.
No.
Are you?
I think I'm going to take another.
I feel like you would like do that.
I think I'm done.
Or do 90 days as of now. Hard.
Again? Huh?
75 hard.
Oh, 75 hard.
Okay, so when you stopped drinking last year, was it from dry January on or was it?
I think so. It might have been a little. Yeah, I think it was dry January.
Why? But,
and then into like March, April. I did like 4 months, I think.
Yeah. What? Why do you want to not drink?
Why does it take in January to get you to stop?
Well, no, it's December now. I just think I'm done for. I'm going to just take like another 3 month break.
But then Hanukkah starts in January. You're not going to drink during Hanukkah.
Starts in December.
Well, it starts in December. Bad. But yeah, I don't know. I just like, it doesn't really give me that much benefit anymore. It's super fun to drink, but then it's like you get 2 hours of fun and then like on the next day
Can't
it's just
sleep.
Fucking ruined and like yeah. not good for your health. I don't know. It's just not. I don't know. I think the negatives are outweighing the positives. So
it's also like silly to me how it's like, oh, we got to end.
Oh, okay. Well,
finish your thought.
Well, I think it's silly to me that like the RFK juniors of the world are like, we need to get rid of like the diet Cokes, like blah, 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 blah. But it's like, obviously I love alcohol. Like I would not want to get rid of it, but it's like, why aren't we focusing on things? Like alcohol is literally poison.
Yes.
Like it has no good benefits whatsoever. I mean, there's diet Coke, but like, just alcohol is literal poison that makes you feel fucked
and gives you cancer and
yeah.
It's a good damn time.
I mean it is, and I don't want it to like go away. I'm just saying it's like kind of hypocritical. It's like this is literally poison and it causes drunk driving and it causes you know all this shit.
But
and
kids are eating the bad stuff too. I mean, like kids can't drink alcohol.
I know.
There's
that's
an age
true.
Limit. There's a drink responsibly to it.
True. But it's also just.
But if you were to pitch alcohol as something that didn't exist right now, it would just never get approved to be legal.
Wait till you try it. Don't knock it till you try.
No, but it'd be like,
I mean, it would suck for all like the
here's
bars.
A drug that like people feel more confident on, and then they drive and they crash and they die, and it people throw up the next day, and it like kills your liver and it makes you act violent and it becomes addictive and it
they'd be like yeah put it in there it'll make us a shit ton of money
yeah
well
literally
anyway that's it for us this week everybody thanks again for watching another episode we hope you had a happy new year we hope you have
happy
a great 2025
January.
We'll be back next week